Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you, to our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie is the president of the Gaydon Institute. Nobody on the planet knows more about public policy, healthcare public policy issues than she does, especially in the area of free market solutions. She is the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. And she and I have been talking about this topic for over 14 years. She's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be with you always.
It's good to have you back. I was reminding the audience in the previous segment, in the top of the hour, I should say, Grace Marie, that you and I were talking about serious free market healthcare solutions a decade before anybody ever heard of Obamacare.
And maybe, Jim, we'll still be talking about them a decade after people have forgotten about Obamacare.
I hope so. Hey, Grace Marie, let's talk about where things are right now with Obamacare. And folks, Obamacare has become the name. I mean, it's used by proponents and opponents alike. Even the White House is calling it Obamacare these days. So some people over the last year or so, Grace Marie, I've had some people to tell me I shouldn't call it that. But folks, this is not my term. Somebody else came up with this, and it's not just people who don't like it. So Grace Marie, the Supreme Court has heard the arguments, and if you listen to the president over the last week or so, you get the idea that he knows something and he doesn't like what he knows. What do you think?
You know, that's what the speculation is, that he's found out that the vote didn't go his way. The Supreme Court justices, after they heard 3 days of oral argument, unprecedented, 6.5 hours actually,
right,
it turned out to be, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the last week in March, then that Friday, they went into their executive meeting, justices only, not even a clerk, in which they take their votes on how they vote on the different provisions that were debated, and then they start to write the arguments. We're not going to hear about it for another couple of months, but somebody knows how they voted. And when the president came out swinging that next Monday, basically saying that he hopes that the court doesn't take the extraordinary and unprecedented step of turning down this law.
It was a little shrill, wasn't it, his comments?
It was a little shrill, and it really, really got a lot of pushback from people who said, as a constitutional law instructor, not a professor,
right,
instructor at Chicago, shouldn't you have known that Marbury versus Madison in 1805 set the precedent that the court's job is to determine?
Right. It's why they were established by the founders.
Yes, to put a chist of check and balance.
That's right.
Congress can't just go pass any law
It's as fundamental as it gets in our Constitution.
Yes. And it's happened, by the way, 160 some times.
Wow.
How unprecedented is that?
But here's what's interesting to me though, Grace Marie. I've never heard for him to come out like he did a day or two after they went into their little straw vote, the straw poll that they take on Friday, for him to come out with that attitude tells me he knows something. And now, you know, Elena Kagan, as you know, was his Solicitor General and actually helped get through the Obamacare herself, but when she was in the administration. Now she's on the bench in the Supreme Court. And I'm thinking, okay, what color smoke was coming out of her chimney on Saturday morning? You know, that they were watching the color of smoke coming out of her chimney. Was it white?
white
smoke or black smoke? You know, what kind of a smoke signal did somebody send up for him to know this?
You know, it's really, I can't tell you the code of ethics that they do not reveal to anybody.
That's what we hope, isn't it?
We do hope that, and it just very well could be that he read the same signals that
the
everybody
TVs,
else
didn't he?
Did. He spent the time over the weekend reading the transcript or listening to the audio of the hearings, and anybody who does that recognizes that a majority of the justices have serious problems with this law.
Yeah. It didn't. There was nothing ambiguous about some of the reactions by many of the Supreme Court for this law. So we'll see what we shall see, folks. It'll be June. We won't know for sure what they're going to do and how far they're going to go. They could strike down the mandate. They could strike down the entire law. They could punt. They could do nothing, or they could leave it just like it is. And so we'll know that in June. But when we come back, we're going to make some presumptions. We're going to presume that they're going to do something that will hurt the law. And what would happen after that? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.